How old is old? At age 50, you might start getting flyers in the mail from AARP. At 55, you could move into one of those active adult communities. But you won't qualify for benefits like Medicare until you're 65. Age is a moving target. And then there's that word senior. Turns out some people don't like it, and it's changing the way even government does business. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports.
If you were a teenager when the TV show Beverly Hills 90210 debuted in 1990, Dylan McKay, real name Luke Perry, was a smoldering bad boy. Back in the day, he appeared on magazine covers like YM, People, and Seventeen. Fast forward more than two decades and...
one photo made a lot of people feel really, really old today. Actor Luke Perry, 90210 heartthrob, on the cover of AARP magazine.
Perry's age and latest cover boy status made news on ABC's The View.
And apparently folks were shocked that he's grown up.
And on CNN, the headline, Luke Perry's AARP cover means you're old. But does it really? That's what I wanted to find out. Full disclosure, I'm 41. I don't feel like I'm 41, and a lot of people I talk to for this story feel the same way. It's not the number, unless you're nine. When I asked Joy Marie and her siblings what it means to be old, she said,
lazy.
And here's nine-year-old Jenna.
I think old is old. I think in the 40s, 50s, and up.
Must be a nine thing. To be fair, some kids I talked to offered more palatable answers, like 100 or 70. It's all about point of view. Still, Jenna and her 54-year-old grandma, Jody Wells, have two very different takes on what it means to be old. Here's Jenna again.
You start to get wrinkles and get a saggy throat.
Ouch. But when I asked Jenna's grandma if she feels her age, which by Jenna's account is ancient.
Not today. Some days I do. Yes, yesterday I was about 104. So I think it's all on how you feel and your outlook.
And that seems to be the consensus, at least among those 50 and older.
I've seen people in their 90s jump out of airplanes. You could see people who are in their 30s or 40s that are very overweight and are diabetics and have high blood pressure and they're not very well at all.
That's 65-year-old Deborah Taylor. And here's Gentry Gray. He'll be 82 in June.
I don't feel old. I don't know why. I feel like I was, I'm still 18 or 17 because I'm in good health. Feel old is how you feel. And I don't feel old.
People are living longer. As of 2015, there were more than 47 million people aged 65 and older, according to the U.S. Census, a huge improvement from the days of yore, specifically, per the Pew Research Center, 1900, when the average American lived to the ripe old age of 47. Lately, though, there has been an effort to own our age. Take the phrase anti-aging. Allure magazine banned it from its publication last year. And AARP continues to change how we look at growing old. And by the way, don't call AARP the American Association of Retired Persons. They don't. Who retires at 50? In February, the organization hosted the AARP Movie for Grownups Awards. Star Wars: The Last Jedi won Best Movie.
Thank God there's a Jedi pension plan.
And that attitude about aging is even creeping into how government does business.
We have had to change the way we present information. So again, no longer baby boomers, it is boomers. So, and no longer seniors, it's older adults.
Cindy Savarino oversees the aging programs at the Arizona Department of Economic Security. Savarino says boomers aren't like their parents.
They don't want to go to senior centers. They don't want to play bingo and trivia. They want to go and be active. Yoga, Tai Chi, a lot of lifelong learning classes.
I asked Savarino if she's thinking about Gen Xers and what we'll be called.
I don't know what we're going to call them. I guess they'll just be referred to always as the Gen Xers. I don't know. I know. We will. Yeah, it'll be a whole new world by the time that happens.
A new world that in some ways is already here. Luke Perry is just barely a Gen Xer, so I guess it's only a matter of time before we see the rest of the 90210 gang on the cover of AARP. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.